Waking Up Waukee.
Ken, Colleen, and Kurt on Star 102.5.
Story came out this week about this kid who was playing around at a friend's house, and I guess the parents have some kind of a cabinet that had like an automatic door on it, and the kid got a hold of the remote for this cabinet, and there were all kinds of antiques in there, and some of the antiques spilled out and did like $120,000 worth of damage to these antiques.
Yikes.
That came out of this automatic cabinet. You know, which you can't leave that remote lying around. Anybody who doesn't know that children love remotes, okay, what a fun toy. I mean, that I feel like that should be on a shelf with the antiques.
Yeah, I'm having a hard time feeling real sorry for them right now.
$120,000 worth of damage, but it made me think of, I mean, and I know I told you guys this story. Mia was like three, and she had those lip balms that are in like the ball, you know, like the hard ball.
Uh-huh.
I forget the name.
I forget too.
But anyway, she had that in her hand,
time.
And she was throwing a tantrum, and she whipped it at our flat screen TV in the living room and cracked it. That was the most expensive thing Mia damaged.
Mm-hmm.
Justin was out of town. That was probably good. I called him with that news.
A brand new TV has arrived. How about that?
Yeah, but it wasn't cheap.
No.
So.
Yeah.
But yeah,
did you guys have any major, the kids ever cause any expensive damage?
No, I don't think so. Nothing that
jumps out.
Yeah,
we've been pretty lucky too.
Nothing too expensive.
No, I keep waiting for something to be knocked over, but amazingly,
For the most part, we don't have anything that expensive to ruin. I mean, for the most part, besides the television.
Yeah, all the technology
all the things
stuff
that it could have
hit. Mm-hmm.
That was it.
280-1025. How about you? What did it cost? Or how much did the kids cost when they wrecked what? How about you?
Our front bay window. Somebody jumped in the rocking chair and hit the window, and it ended up costing $4,000 to fix it.
Wow.
How old were they?
He was three, but needless to say, we don't have that rocking chair anymore.
Right.
Yeah.
And if you're going to cause $4,000 in damage, be 3 years old.
Yeah.
You get away with it.
Yeah, much older. And
you're in trouble.
You're in trouble.
Hey,
yeah,
thanks,
no
Brandy.
Kidding.
You have a great day. So what happened, Julie?
Well, we had a horse, and we had the neighbors were keeping their sheep in the lot that we had, too, in the barn lot, and my son went over to feed the horse. He was probably like eight. And didn't shut the door to the grain where the grain was. And the neighbor's sheep got into it and overate the grain. And three of them died by the next day.
Oh, God.
Yeah. And I was just horrified. We were just absolutely horrified. And the neighbor said, don't worry about it. He had insurance, but I noticed he didn't keep the sheep over there.
Just curious, what are three sheep worth?
You know what? I'm not 100% sure. I think the kids did them for like 4-H. I've never personally owned sheep. So I don't know. They never told me what they got insurance.
Probably not cheap.
No.
I mean,
I expect not, but I probably felt worse about that than anything they did.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
Sure.
Well,
yeah, I understand. No.
Okay.
They ate themselves to death.
That's horrible.
They gorged themselves, apparently.
Oh, my gosh.
You can buy a sheep on the internet for $200.
There you go. I'm glad they had insurance.
Thank you, Julie. You take care. Maybe not even your kids, but also your brother, right, Michael?
Yep.
What happened, buddy?
My brother was throwing a tantrum when I was about seven. Tried to get out of the way of the TVs because he was swinging at me over there. I dodged and he hit the like 1 month old flat screen TV that we got.
Did it break?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah. How upset were mom and dad?
They were pretty
furious.
Hi, Mom.
What did you think, Michael? What did you think about it?
I'm just like, okay, I'm out.
I hear you, man.
Exactly.
Thanks for the call.
Exactly.
Ken, Colleen, and Kurt in the morning.
Star, winner 2.5.